views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. And for those of you that were not with us last time, welcome. Good. Glad to have you here. You're going to want to be here. It's going to be a wannabe show. Going to want to be here. Why? Because we're going to talk with host of Angels and Answers, Artie Hoffman. Today's topic, how many soulmates do we have? Now, here's the thing. Last night, when we were right smack beginning with the blood moon and the eclipse. What I did is stayed up last night and launched the brand new Dr. Pat Show website. So very cool. Check it out, thedrpatshow.com. And by the way, we're actually going to be changing that. So, you know, you heard Glenda Rice talk about what happens when you live in the question and what else is possible. So here's what happens. You actually get this level of awareness and you know. And so when we were looking at the website, and all of you, thank you so much for all of your feedback, Transformation Talk Radio is right behind it. When you're looking at how to go about doing things, Glenna is so right about asking the question, what else is possible here? Because then all of a sudden, you have this knowing, this awareness that happens. And there's no question mark. And so part of this was, we may even change the URL instead of the drpatshow.com, Dr. Pat Talk Radio. So there are a lot of different things that you all have suggested for us. And so thank you. Please be aware that we're going to be including you in moving forward with the show in a lot of different ways. It's going to be so very fun. Today, you're going to get to chat with me and my buddy, Artie Hoffman. He has been a master-level psychic medium spiritual advisor for over two decades. He has changed the lives of thousands of individuals who have asked him for answers and guidance. Then they turn to him and they say, Artie, what is up with my life? Well, they probably don't say that, but something like that. But here he is joining me here today, a national renowned speaker, healer, radio personality. His weekly radio show, Angels and Answers, amazing. Amazing show. And we're going to talk a little bit about that so you can find out more about that and much more. But fun is what is on the table today. Fun. Why? Because this Jersey guy was born on the 4th of July, and that is all about the fireworks. Get ready for a fabulous show. For those of you that want to get some insight plugged in, talk about what's going on, get some answers, connect with angels in the process, write down this number and start calling in. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Artie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Pat, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. I love sharing company with you. You're a ball of beautiful energy. You really are.
Thank you. Wow. Soulmates, eh? That's what we're talking about.
You want to know something? Because of your, you know, enthusiasm and because of your style, that's why I had you do my introduction, because I liked your style and I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you. Hey, you know, I want to talk about this for a minute. All of the online websites, all of the emphasis on dating, you know, the whole new landscape on life, on love, the pursuit of happiness, the conversation comes up between soulmates. What are they? Who are they? How many do we have? And how do we know we've got them? You know, what is the deal? What is the deal with soulmates?
You want to know something? We actually have many soulmates. You know, people constitute a soulmate to the love of my life. And believe
all
it
right.
or not,
yep.
The soulmate isn't necessarily about your, you know, personal love interest, your lover, as you might say, you know, whether it be husband or wife. You know, your soulmate could also be, you know, one of your kids. Your soulmate could be the person who gave you the most pain in life, believe it or not, could be a part of your soulmate because they were a deliverer of pain. And unfortunately, and I've experienced this, there are people in your life who bring you your greatest lessons through pain and not just the pleasure part of it. So, you know, there are people that, but when you're with that person, that special person in your life, you just know it, you know. And people ask me, Artie, how will I know if I'm with the right person? You don't even have to ask the question, because when you're with somebody and you're in that in their company and you have that deep loving feeling and you have that deep connection, it's more than what words could describe. And that's a soulmate, like on a loving sense. And, you know, some people, their best friends are soulmates. And
yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of times, people, I've come across a lot of people who've actually married people who are not their soulmates. And it's like because they're on such a different wavelength, you know, as far as, like, there's very little connection there. And but yes,
uh-huh.
I don't know, there was enough there to bring them together for whatever reason. And I've seen this, you know, throughout my journey as far as the people I've been counseling. And, you know, it's just like there's not that connection. And I also tell people, you know, when you're with somebody, you could also tell in the kiss, you know, when you have that deep connection. And I'm not just talking from just the lustful side. It's like you're one. It's like when you're with that person, when you're making love with that person or you're kissing that person, it's like you're one with that person. It's like that beautiful, beautiful feeling of like mending into one, you know. It's like taking two bottles of water and putting it in one big bottle, and you just mesh as one, as that chemistry. It's not like, you know, black looks great with red or black looks great with white or blue looks good with yellow. It's like you're both of the same color and you're both meshing in each other's energy. And from a love standpoint, that's what a soulmate is, from a love standpoint. And other times, like I said, it could be your kid and it could be your best friend. And
right.
You know, some people have a much better connection with their dogs or with their pets than they do with people.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that is really, you know, that's the okay to all of this, really.
It totally is. 100%
is. Yeah. Because we don't need to beat ourselves up. I mean, you know, honestly, for me, I am so blessed to have the friend that I have. And for so long, and you just, if you sit down and somebody tries to psychoanalyze why this is your friend, they're never going to be able to come up with it. They're never going to be able to point to that and say, oh, this is why you're both friends, because it's not going to make any sense on paper, but you just know sometimes what you know.
It's a chemistry. And that's what it is. It's just a simple knowingness and chemistry. And when it's there, you know it. And, you know, other people get along very well. And not that they're, you know, they might not be soulmates, but they get along very well. You know, so, and that's fine, too. But like I said, you know, there's a very strong emphasis that when people come to see me, and I am very good at describing people's future love. Or where they're going to meet them, or what their name. You know, I don't always come up with a name, but sometimes I do. And or about when they're going to meet them, or how they're going to meet them, or the logistics around their life. You know, do they have kids? Are they already married? You know, sometimes when I tell people, you know, it's going to be like 2 or 3 years until you meet the person, They go, oh, my God, I have to wait that long.
I would like to be a fly on the wall with that. Because, you know, the fact that you're asking the question means that there is something that you're longing for, right? There's something that you're longing for. And when you hear the idea of two or three, but that doesn't mean that you're not, you know, while you're waiting for your soulmate, you're not going to have some fun along the way for the next couple of years. And I think that's really kind of where we go. You know, we're talking about something that's really, really special, really, really interconnectedness of energy between people. And that's worth waiting for. Artie, we have opened up the phone lines. We're going to take a short break here in a minute. And when we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. But before we do that, tell folks a bit about your show, what time it is on, and let's give them a bit to connect with you with on your show.
Well, thanks, Pat. If anybody, all of you, want to connect to my show, I'm on, you know, through you, and it's 1 p.m. on Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Western Time, on Fridays. I just went a blank, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays, and then just go to ArtieHoffman.com, and you could see the face behind the voice. And I also do parties. I travel to do what I call Artie parties. So if you want to have a party with you and your friends, I'll be there. And I'm based out of Woodbridge, New Jersey, and I do phone readings. I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person. And I love doing what I do. I really do. It affords me a living, but you want to know something? I have a real passion for wanting to help people. And I've just met, like, thousands and thousands of friends from doing this. And everyone gets a hug from me whenever I see somebody in person.
Yeah.
I'm a hugger, and I just believe in expressing love and expressing answers, and, you know, there's no thinking on my part, and that's another thing why I love doing what I do. The answers come from up above, and I'm sure they do for you too, Pat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is what I love about what I love. It's such a blessing and a gift to be able to connect with so many people. We're going to take a short break. For those of you that would love to call in, have an on-air reading with Artie, please give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. Molly will get right to you when we come back. For those of you out there that would like to connect, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Didn't know what this would be, but I knew.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Check out our new website. Go to thedrpatshow.com, Dr. Pat Live. Soon to follow, Transformation Talk Radio. And we're not done yet. This is what they call, I guess they give it a name. They say, like, phase one. Well, we're going to have a lot of really cool things for all of you on there. You're going to find lots of really good information. If you want to find out about good news, that's where you're going to be able to go for it. If you want to find out about great hosts, you're going to be able to go to Transformation Talk Radio. Brand new host pages, profiles, places for videos, a whole lot of what you all suggested. So we actually decided, yeah, let's do it. Let's deliver. Artie, thank you for joining me here today. It's great, great, great to have you on the show. And are we ready to go to the phone lines?
I am. Is Artie?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's start off with Molly in Seattle, and she has a question about, does she have any more soulmates?
Hi, Molly.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Artie.
Hey, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm great. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it that you would like to know?
Well, I know I've had soulmates. I didn't probably recognize it at the time because of some of the lessons learned, but I'm wondering if I have any other ones coming up.
With no exaggeration, you have two more that's going to be coming up.
Okay.
One's going to happen next year, and one's going to happen 10 years from now.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to know who they are. It's like it's going to be an instant connection, and you're going to be very excited. And they are strongly showing me one's going to be a female and one's going to be a male.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second. You want to know something? I have a feeling the one that's going to be a male. One's going to be a meal. Your meal ticket, baby. But what I was getting is that they're telling me, don't fear it. Don't fear it.
Okay.
I don't know what they mean by that. They said, don't fear it. So I don't know if the love is going to be that passionate or if it's going to be a lesson of pain. But I'm literally hearing voices in my head saying, don't fear it. Embrace it, but you're 100% going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. But both of these souls are going to lift you to a higher vibration.
Great.
And you're going to experience life in a different way that you've never experienced before.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
As
really
a matter
good.
Of fact, I'm going to be even more specific. You're going to meet one of them in the month of June, and another one's going to be in the month of July.
Okay. June and July, and then the male is like 10 years off.
I don't know if it's the male that's 10 years off or it's the male that's just a year off. I'm not sure which is which, to be honest with you.
Okay, so I'll put down June and July and see what happens.
Yes, but like I said, when you meet, it's you're instantly going to know this, and I'm getting lots and lots of laughter, lots of laughter.
Oh, great.
Well, as a matter
you.
Of fact,
I really appreciate that. Thank you very
as
much.
As a matter of fact, you're going to be finishing off each other's sentences.
Oh, that close?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. It sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. How do you feel about that, Molly? I mean, does that sound like, are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm definitely ready. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay.
So I'm ready, and a year is nothing. Is nothing.
No,
even
a year,
if it's 2 years,
yeah,
that's nothing.
No.
You
want to
know
not.
Something? I joke, you know, a year, you know, some people go, oh, I got to wait a year, I got to wait 2 years, or whatever. But you want to know something? Time is a funny perception. And I don't know if I said this on your show before, Pat, but I jokingly say, is 15 minutes a long time? It all depends what side of the bathroom door you're on.
Right. 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 It's true. Molly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. Taylor, who else do we have waiting?
Let's go to Diane, who is in Redmond, and she has a question about her future loves.
All right. Diane.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to preface it by saying I have been a widow for 25 years, and I never even thought about remarriage or connection again. And I live fine with myself, and I'm a very busy person. But I found lately, and it really surprises me, that I would like to have someone in my life to share things with, and not necessarily a marriage commitment or anything like that.
A companion.
And I think at my age, it's probably pretty not necessarily that feasible. But I just find that need, and as I said, it surprises me.
What part is not feasible? Which part?
Because how old I am. I'm 76.
Never say never.
I was going to ask where we get that stuff from.
I don't know.
I have to tell you, all my relatives, they seem to age in a way that they never lose that spunk and spark. And honestly, if you didn't really mention your age, you have a spunk and a spark. You see what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. 100%. I feel the same way. You have a spunk and a spark.
You have a spunk and a spark.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, you can hear it, right, Artie?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're a very sharp person. I could tell, mm-hmm. We could tell that you love life, and, you know, you're very vivacious. And that's just a part of your personality. And you're the type of person who wants to attract somebody who has the same zest for life. You don't want to pull somebody along. You don't want to just show somebody, here, let me show you this or let me do it. You want somebody who has the same enthusiasm for life.
Well, somebody that has a youthful outlook, at least, as, you know, not, I don't know. I don't feel my age. I have to remind myself all the time how old I am because I just don't feel that.
Well,
I don't feel what society says we're supposed to feel at this age, I guess.
I tell people I'm 30 years old with 22 years experience at it.
Well, that's absolutely true.
You know, go ahead, Pat.
Well, first of all, you know, let's just talk about time for a minute, because I just had this conversation in the last show. You know, time is a man-made thing. It is something we've come up with. So is aging. It's actually us that has come up with the criteria around this. And, you know, part of the dialogue is looking at and asking yourself, how do I feel today? And how do I want to feel? Because in the last show, we talked about how important it is to know that if you live in that place and that question of possibility, that is timeless. And that's what I think I hear you calling in and asking. You're asking, what's possible for me?
Well, that's a really good way to put it. That makes it more interesting.
Well, because when you live in a world of possibilities, it's not about age. You know,
well, that's exactly right.
My friend knew the, what's his name? My dad's friend knew the, Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, the Colonel.
Colonel Sanders.
Right? Colonel Sanders. And, you know, what's that dude's story? Well, here's the short version of his story. Retired, didn't have any money. I think he was living off Social Security. And asked the question, what else is possible? What did he get? Chicken.
And more power to him.
Well, but this is really, it's not even about that. It's about the ability that all of us have.
Right.
So if you live in the question is, what else is possible for my love life? What else is possible? And that's what you hold on to, because you already have the spunk and the spark already. You already got the spunk and the spark.
You want to know something? You know what makes me laugh? When I hear people say, and it kills me every single time, when people say that, you know, I've had my lovers in the past, and I've been to the moon and back sexually, and I've done this, and I've done, I don't need that anymore. I've been there, done that. And my attitude is, you know what? Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I always like to be in the honeymoon stage.
Well, that's a very good attitude.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I had been married 3 times, and none of them were really warm, fuzzy relationships. And so when my husband died, I was 50 years old. And I remember looking at him dead and thinking to myself, I will never do this again. And it has served me well. I have a busy life and a lot of friends, and I still work full time. And but it's just been hitting me lately, and it surprises me because I had settled in pretty well to my solitary life.
You want to know something? I'm going to tell you something interesting, and I'm glad you said what you said. Now, a lot of times when people come off of a really hard relationship and they say, and I look at them and I say, I know you think you're never going to get married again, and I'm not saying this to you, I'm just saying this as a statement. And I say to my clients, I know you say you don't think you're ever going to get married again, but you want to know something? You're going to get married. And they look at me and they're like backing up like, no, not that again. I said, no, I'm going to tell you what the difference is. The difference is, in your previous relationship, you felt like you were in jail. You felt like it was a struggle. Every single day, every single moment was like a struggle. You didn't marry the right person. But what's going to happen, and I don't say this with everybody, but what's going to happen, what I've said to some people, is that you're going to meet somebody where you're going to really enjoy each other's company. You're going to enjoy doing the same things. You're going to have that chemistry with one another. You're going to laugh with one another. Now, if you were to have this kind of relationship, all right, being brought forth to you, why would you not want to marry this person? Because I know you want. I understand that you do not want to. You know, from your past experiences, I don't want to get married again. You don't want to experience that again. But when you meet somebody who is like your soulmate, or you have so much fun with, you're going to say, I don't want anybody else to have that. I'm not going to want to share this person. And so, therefore, you become more emotionally involved. And when people say to me, you know what, I'm not the jealous type, I say, you know why you're not the jealous type? Because you haven't really fallen in love.
Let's hold that thought for when we come back from a break. Here's what I want to say to you. It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't. None of that really matters. But what matters is you showing up here and knowing you want something different from what you have right now. And so open up to the world of possibilities and be able to really lean in to what it is you want to have. And it will show up. It doesn't have to be marriage. You know, it's funny. Therapist said to me a long time ago, this is not for you. This is actually not for you. I'm just going to make this statement. This is one of the takeaway moments I got after like a lot of years of therapy. One day she said to me, after I was in an abusive, narcissistic relationship, and she said to me, it is time for you to change. You don't always have to get the U-Haul. Sometimes it's just sex. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr.
Thank
Pat.
This
is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hang on. If you want to chat with Artie during the break, hang on 1 second. We'll finish up. We'll be right back.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. For more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. Artie Hoffman is in the house. For more information about Artie, we want to make sure we have lots of information we're giving out for you, Artie. Please tell folks about the best way they can find out about you, follow you on Facebook, sign up for a session with you, all of the above, if you would, and then we'll go to the phone lines.
Thank you. Yeah, if you just call me at 877-ANGEL-02, you could easily reach me by phone. And I do phone readings. I'm just as accurate over the phone. Or, you know, my Facebook is Artie Hoffman, and my website is artiehoffman.com. And it tells all where I'm going and what I'm doing. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to be in Ocean City, New Jersey. So if anybody is in the Atlantic City area or down South Jersey and you want a reading with me tomorrow, I'll be there from 3 to 7. So just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And, Pat, I am ready to rock and roll with you. So who do we got?
All right, who do we have, Mr. Taylor?
Let's go to Amala, and she's calling from Connecticut. So, Amala, you are live on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good.
Hey,
how
Amala.
Can we help you today?
It is a pouring rain, but I feel a lot of sunshine within my heart. So it's
all right.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
A good start.
I actually have a question because I met somebody, and it was only yesterday, and it's always when you least expect it. I couldn't believe I was at yoga class. And I never matched. I had an orange shirt with blue pants, and I was so excited because it was 70 degrees, so I'm wearing neon yellow flip-flops. So it's just so funny.
Sounds like a perfect match.
I met this person after yoga class. I'm like, oh, my God, I must look horrible. You know, I don't know. It's great. It was just funny. It was just funny. I'm laughing at myself because I look like a clown, so it was just funny. But we had a nice connection, so just was wondering, do you see that person, I don't know, something happening with him?
Hold on.
Something happening. Hold on.
I'm just seeing what the angels have to say with this, so give me just a moment. Put it this way. I feel like this is a relationship that could be a fun relationship. I don't know if this could be an all-out relationship because I have a feeling your values and his values in the big picture might be on two different wavelengths. But as far as enjoying each other's time in the moment, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You know, I look at this like Disney World. It's a good time, not a lifetime.
I like that. That's wonderful.
Go ahead, use it.
it's really good. Yeah, this is kind of interesting because I think you said you feel like there's something that, you know, might happen, something that could happen. Do you know what you want to happen with this person?
A long-lasting quality relationship, that would be nice. I mean, I'm ready for it. I know I'm ready for it.
This particular person. Okay, but is it this person or is that what you want?
To be honest, I want both. And I only met him yesterday, so I don't know.
Yeah, she's hoping it will be this person.
Oh, you don't know. Right. Yeah.
I don't want to jump the gun either.
No, you don't. That's right. No. Yeah, you don't even know if you want to spend, you know, more than 5 minutes with them, actually, do you?
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like any relationship that I talk to people in the grocery store. It's just that happens organically with me. So, and it happens with a lot of you. I'm sure it happens to you, Dr. Pat and Artie. So, you know,
crazy person. I'm crazy like that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we got to be very careful about this because we love people.
Exactly.
I go back to the East Coast and I get in that grocery store line and you would think that I have put a knife through Linda's heart because I'm in the grocery line. I'm talking to the people behind. I'm talking to the people in front. I'm talking to the checker, the person that's checking you out. Then you go to the deli line and you're talking to the people in the deli. And Linda's like, please, people just want to hurry up here. But that's who we are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In Connecticut, even worse. New Jersey, at least, they're like, they actually talk to you. Like Connecticut, I don't know.
Wherever I go, it seems like wherever I go, that's where there's a party happening. I bring the party with me. I bring the Artie party with me.
It is nice, but it's also, you know, I'm legally blind, too, so I get the everything. And, you know, now I just don't even care. It's like, whatever. You want to stay or goes, it's there. And then the funny thing is,
and that's
like,
perfect.
It's so sweet. The funny thing is, you got to listen. Because I could still see, I get even stranger looks because I look back at them. They're like, wait a second, you're supposed to be blind. Why are you staring back at us? And it just makes me laugh. It's funny.
Well, there's an answer why you stare back at them. And you know the answer, and I know the answer. Because just because you cannot see with your eyes doesn't mean you cannot see. See, isn't that a misconception we have? That is a misconception we have. You know,
absolutely.
I have a friend of mine right now she cannot speak. But does that mean she cannot speak? No, it doesn't. You know, I get more from the look on her face than you could get from 50 words put together. So you have probably a very unique, fine-tuned sixth sense. You see, you probably see better than most of us, right?
Oh, I know I have internal panoramic view. That's all I care about. All I care about.
That's it. That's
you ever
it.
Think,
That's
of, you ever think about you ever think about becoming a psychic?
I think I already am, honestly.
I know you are. That's why I said that, because you see with you see with your sixth sense. I know you can.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel everybody's stuff.
And that's why I think you just want to step back. You have to step back from people because you do feel everything, right? So, you know, the hit that I'm getting on this is this person that you met, you want to step away from a little bit. And what do I mean by step away? I don't really mean that in that way. I mean metaphorically.
Okay.
Because if you step away, what's going to happen, it's going to give you space for you to find out more. See, when we're so close to somebody in a level of attachment, there's no room to find out anymore because our brains already have summed up, you know, what we believe that they are, which I don't know about your experience, but mine is like, no, that's not exactly the way they are. 20 years later and you're still thinking that's the way they are. They're not. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I wanted to add something. Thank you.
Go ahead. Be well.
Have a happy day. Go ahead, Artie. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Go ahead, Artie.
Two things I wanted to add. Number one, she said something beautiful. She says, you know what? I don't even care. I'm not worried about it. And when you stop worrying, that's when the whole world opens up. As soon as you let it go and you say, you know what, I don't even care anymore. I'm just going to do. I'm just going to be. And that's the way to be. And it does take a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, or a lot of, you know, or maybe it's a lot of frustration. Sometimes just saying, you know what, I don't even give a crap anymore. You just do. And that's when magic happens. Now, there's a saying that I've learned from Neil Donald Walsh. You know, he's the fellow who wrote Conversations with God. And he said something that I never forgot, and I've repeated this many times. Whatever you obsess, you won't possess. So if you're obsessing over anybody, or if you're obsessing over anything, it's not going to manifest. Even if you're lucky enough to obtain it, what happens is that a lot of people end up smothering whatever it is they got or whoever it is they got because they're smothering, and it's just that because they're obsessed with it. So the trick is that when you finally do have what you want, just play with the person, play with the situation, play with the whatever, but don't become obsessed with it. Just enjoy. Yeah. Just enjoy. Yeah. And don't worry. Don't worry. What's meant to be is meant to be.
Well, obsession breeds possession, and we're not meant to possess anybody. You know what I'm saying? We are not somebody else's ownership. Hey, Artie, let's go to the phone. I think we got another caller, and we're going to skip the break, and we're going to rock on right here.
Yeah, let's kick it out to Ivy. She's in Bothell, and she is looking for love.
Hi, Ivy. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. I love
hey, you're
the,
living
the,
you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Well, I loved Artie's 15 minutes, which side of the bathroom door you're on.
Thank you. You want to know something? Have you been having a habit of, I'm getting the impression that you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. I've been hearing that song as soon as I heard your voice.
It's been about 10 years, yes, and I haven't attracted anybody.
Yeah, because you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. That's kind of what I was getting also.
Your insight?
What's my insight? Do you want to know something? I find you to be very... Are you like an... Would you say that you're an artistic, creative person?
Yes.
Because that's how I'm perceiving you. Somebody who's very artistic and very creative. And that's the mojo that you need. That's the energy you need to attract your next love. And I feel if you allow yourself to go to some kind of a class where you're allowed to express your creativity, I don't care what class it is. It could be acting. It could be singing. It could be miming. It could be anything of fun expression, but in creativity. I feel like you're going to be able to attract somebody who's also of that creative mind. And this is what I'm seeing. And if you're looking to attract somebody who's more on the physical plane, you're going to keep searching and searching and searching. You need somebody who thinks and acts outside the box because that's how you are.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I feel like you have a type of personality, even just hearing the few words and picking up on your energy, you have the type of personality that's a little unique and a little different. And I don't feel like you're the same as all your other friends or you're just, I don't know, I just see you as being a little different. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I actually mean that in a good way. And so you need to allow yourself to be with people who think more like you, whether it be even becoming a more part of a spiritual groups or, like I said, with acting, with miming, with something. But I just get all excited about seeing you express yourself in a very creative, artistic way.
Well, I was going to take a drawing class on Tuesday nights, so I haven't set that up yet.
Okay, well, the more you allow yourself to get in the creative fields,
mm-hmm. you're going to end up attracting somebody to you in some way, shape, or form. You're going to, whether they're doing the same thing as you or whether you're creating something, you end up doing shows to sell your stuff, or but there's some kind of connection that's going to happen, okay, that you will attract somebody you know, who also has a unique personality. And the funny thing is, you're going to make each other laugh, and other people might think you are so silly, but yet you are going to make each other laugh, and that's all that counts.
That sounds good. I like laughing.
Very
okay.
cool.
Lots of fun.
Right, and I like silly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I'll have to
silly
introduce
word.
You to my little laughing dog that I have here. Which is kind of interesting. Do you have any other questions for Mr. Artie here today?
I'll get busy on some classes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get busy on classes because that's how you're going to meet him, by doing classes. And the more you open up to that energy, the more you open up to those kind of people, you're going to feel at home and you're just going to simply enjoy life a lot more. Don't try to fit into the real world. It doesn't work for you.
That's where it's been going wrong. Well,
very
I'm cleaning
cool.
off my drawing table today. I've got all my knitting projects on there. So,
very good. We'll get into your creativity side, and I'm telling you, you're going to see a whole new world open up for you.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank
Thanks.
You. Thank you so much for calling in. Bothell is the center of the universe, for those of you out there that don't know that. But I don't know. I was told that like 10 years ago by my friend. Artie, we have one more caller, I think. Taylor, who do we have?
Yeah, we have Christina, and she's joining us from California. So, Christina, you are live on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi,
Christina.
How are you?
Good.
Hi,
how can we help you today?
I was just calling. I was wondering what do you see for me, like, with my soulmates or, like, future relationships?
Future relationships. And this is Christina in California. Hold on a second. All right. The first thing that I'm being told is that you need to let go of your previous relationships. Okay, as far as any pains, allow the new you to open up to the new world and stop trying to make something happen of the past that no longer works, because I feel like your past relationships of the past, they're in the past, keep them there, and don't keep on going back to them. Don't use that as a crutch. Just keep on reinventing yourself and allowing yourself to meet, you know, new people. So as far as the person who you're going to be with, this person is balding, okay, that I see. He's balding. He is.
Uh-oh.
And he has a sensational sense of humor. He's extremely people-oriented, and he's going to be a lot like Pat, where he can go into public places, whether it be the restaurant, whether it be at the, you know, at the grocery store, and likes to start conversation. He's just a conversationist. And I have a feeling that you're probably going to be meeting him during the time when he's performing his own little personal service to the public, and he's going to be, you know, on stage, and I say that metaphorically, to the public, and you just happen to be there, and he's going to be talking to you, and you're going to be joking back and forth, and you're going to see, the funny thing is, he's going to go into character, and he's going to start imitating other characters from movies, or he's going to imitate W.C. Fields, or he's going to imitate Groucho Marx, but you're going to hear him imitate characters from the movies, from the old times.
Interesting. Okay.
All right.
Great. I have a question for you. We only have a couple of minutes left. Who's the woman? Is there a woman that you're not happy with?
I would say my aunt has had a lot of, hard feelings towards me, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know how this has to do with your love life, but I will say this. There's like,
a negative pull?
You're, Yeah, you're really, really hurt by your aunt, then. Is that what's going on? Are you hurt by your aunt? Are you in a little feud or something like that? It's like a little family feud.
Yeah, it is a family issue.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So you know what you got to do? You got to bless your aunt and then let yourself recalibrate.
Okay.
I bless my aunt, whatever her name is, and I recalibrate me. That's your statement. I bless my aunt, for example, in my case, I bless my Aunt May, and I recalibrate me.
Okay.
Because you have to have your energy recalibrated.
And so do I recalibrate, like, through sending out love? Is that...
No. You don't even need to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That whole thing about sending out love for people that were really ticked about... that's really hard to do unless you really do want to send out love.
Yeah.
But if you send out love that you're really not feeling, it's a real stretch. So what I'm just trying to say in this particular family situation, every time you think or every time you have a little crusty stuff going on, you just say, I bless my Aunt May and I recalibrate me. And what that's doing is you're telling the universe to recalibrate your energy force field. There's nothing for you to do.
Okay.
So you're making a covenant, right, with spirit by blessing somebody. You're already in an agreement. So there's really nothing else for you to do, but you have to really practice that a bunch of times a day because she's in your consciousness a lot.
Interesting. Now, don't make yourself connected to
any of that negative energy that you feel that your family might have.
Okay.
Just because, this is a common thing, whereas a lot of people feel because my family has, say, issues with heart conditions, they feel like they're going to get a heart they have a heart condition. My mother and my father died at an early age. That means I'm going to die at an early age. For me, my brothers and my father went bald. Guess what? I chose not to go that route. I went in the opposite direction. I followed my mother's side of the family, and I chose to keep my hair. But just because somebody or the energy of your family is a certain way, whether it be health, whether it be emotionally, so many people are so afraid, like, I don't want that to be me. Like, I don't want to be. And because they're so obsessed like that, or they're so worried about being like that, they actually become it. So you just got to say, you know what? That's them, and this is me.
Right.
That's them, and this is me. And let me tell you something.
That you were talking about, do you think I have met him already, or do you think we've never met?
Have you met him already, or...
Like, do you think I've met him at, like, an event possibly before?
Hold on a second. Did she meet him before? Did she meet him before? Give me just a moment.
We have about 1 minute left on this.
Okay, hold on a second. No, you have not met him yet.
Okay.
I don't feel like you've met him yet. But don't be obsessed with it. Just let it happen.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So my comment to you is you got to handle this issue, this family issue, so that you can clear the energy for the person that you really want. Because having that energy with a family member, that's the kind of attraction that you will have towards you, and you won't even know it. So just do a little clearing on that. Thank you for tuning us in. Thank you for calling. Artie, what a great show. Thank you.
Oh, I had a blast. Time flew by.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Artie, give out your website again, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
You're a sweetheart, Pat. I appreciate everything. My website is artiehoffman.com. Number to call me is 877-ANGEL-02. And my show, through Dr. Pat, my show is Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, Pat, you're the best, and I appreciate you very much.
Love you. And Artie's got a fabulous show, everyone. Lots of information. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. And remember, you are incredible. You are absolutely incredible. Make yourself a fabulously epic day, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Try to swim again. Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.